It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Gustavo Almeida is an assistant professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at UT Health San Antonio.
I'm originally from Brazil. I started my career working with athletes, soccer players, UFC, MMA fighters. It was an amazing job, but I felt I was just doing too little.
He wanted to do research, and his journey ultimately led him here, where he's studying blood flow restriction exercise to see if it will improve outcomes for people awaiting total knee replacements.
You place the cuffs around the upper thigh, and you inflate them to the point that people have only 20% of their blood flow going to their legs, and that boosts their metabolic processes that has shown to improve muscle function, muscle growth, muscle strength.
In his current study, Almeida found that 9 of 13 patients doing exercise while their blood flow was restricted gained function before surgery and maintained those gains afterward.
So that's really like a wow moment for me.
This type of exercise has potential beyond those getting knee replacements.
In healthy older adults, one group that did blood flow restriction training without no weights, just the blood flow restriction training, in comparison to high resistance training, they had comparable results.
So the restricted group got the same results with less effort. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.